in amidst the hundreds of Katie Lang. Jude Cohen, if they did this one.
Yeah.
Jimmy from HR Pup and Stuff. There. Not a bad one.
Like a dork. He's got a flute in his top pocket. I don't look anything like that guy. He's like a pig like
that. I don't know what
Richard said. Nothing like that guy.
He's got that Sid and Lady Prof feel, isn't he?
Wow. Okay. I know about that guy.
I must have been a lot of HR Pup and Stuff aficionado.
Yeah, right.
Who is Jimmy? Because that's looking a bit Jamie Redfern at the moment, that photo.
Okay.
I don't know. I wasn't a huge Pup and Stuff man either. I preferred Lidsville.
Yes.
What was Lidsville? It was where pretty much the same kid fell into a giant top hat.
I mean, how much effort did people take, Cone?
Sid and Marty Croft should be arrested immediately. I think it should have happened 30 years ago. Look, just tying up this segment so quickly, I've got to point out that one of our most popular ringtones at the Get This website is this bloke. He's Brian Boyd, Victorian Union boss, and people love it when he says,
John Howard is as welcome in Melbourne today as a yellow belly back snag at a barbecue.
That's fantastic, isn't it? That was last year. Yesterday, they had this giant anti-work choices rally in Melbourne. I don't know. He's got to get the writers back in. This is all he could muster.
What we're going to say to John Howard is this. Your time is up!
That's not going to work, boy. Back to the drawing board, Brian Boyd. And we'll have more in a moment on Get This. We'll be coming back with
the Yellow Belly Backstage of Barbecue!
You think maybe we've said that enough on the show? Thanks for the memory.
Look at this photograph.
I mean, that's what you're doing.
You don't know where to look. You don't know where to stop.
Take the mind off the continuous football. I really do feel bad that we're somehow letting the network down. But it would be worse if we pretended to know about football, you know?
Yeah.
We were one of those, like Glenn Taylor, the old Brisbane newsreader, when he moved to Melbourne, and it was come on the thing. Wearing a jersey while reading the news.
Look at Mike Moore, isn't it?
It's
frontline Mike Moore stuff.
But I think, here's what I do to get out and chill to get this podcast. I like to call up radio stations where we're not on. You know, like in towns where you can't get us like Perth.
I'll just play our podcast.
Oh, really? It's a great idea because we're not in conflict with anyone.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
So I get on the radio every Thursday morning with Fred Boddicker.
He's a legend of radio.
Kind of a mentor to me, along with Pete Smith and radio. A 50 number one survey just in the last 2 months,
apparently, somehow.
Is it Boddicker's Bunch?
Boddicker's Bunch.
Used to be known as the man in New Zealand with the deepest voice in the country. 14 testicles, it was rumored.
Really?
And he was thoroughly in Carolina.
That's right. He did a great breakfast show.
Starman's
Bunch.
The secret sound. Oh, it's the one being put to death yet again. No, but I was talking to Fred, and he's going, oh, mate, what are you doing about the football? You should be doing stuff about the football on the show. I'm going, well, we've been talking about Stephen St. Gala for the last week.
That'll do.
And he goes, mate, you've got to get into, don't talk about stuff like that. You've got to talk about stuff people are into.
And I go, but I went to the video shop. He's got five titles and new releases. Somebody must be renting them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and of course, the listeners have come good.
Look at this. This has come to us today from Mickey Wilson, who says, my housemate has a great DVD collection, but I couldn't get past his wild wing. Here it is for you to see laid out in a spectacular fan of shame. Have a look at that.
Okay.
This man has every fight. Now, give him mind, Steven Seagal has made 17 films in just the last 5 years.
In a quiet period.
It's the FBI. It's
scratching his name.
This bloke here says, oh, you know, it's embarrassing. I mean, Under Siege is the only half-decent one. Oh, I don't know if that's fair. Half-part dead. It's bad.
Fire down below.
Yeah.
Nico Above the Law has always been my favourite.
And, of course, the best fun is to go to new releases and just see which one has the most airbrushing on the cover.
Oh, it is a tough category.
Submerged is the one we were playing the other week, if you're looking for that. So, I don't know, his face barely appears in the 2 hours. You never see him from top to bottom. It's basically a floating face against the black backdrop in most of it.
Yeah, it's just somehow as we'll see, writ large, for the entire body.
I think he's had a pistol grafted onto his hand.
He's never found without one.
No. It's useless without that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I noticed he is in a film coming out called The Onion Movie, which I think is the movie version of that website called The Onion.
Oh, yeah.
it's going to be like a sketch movie.
Oh, it sounds like a side movie.
All it says on the internet is that his character is called Cock Puncher. So I don't want him up there. It could be a change of direction.
Is he high?
Steven Seagal.
The Academy goes to.
Other actors in the news.
I see Kiefer Sutherland has been arrested for drink driving. He'll be in jail now, and he'll probably be out in about 10 minutes because
what happens on 24?
No, if I ever get put in a Chinese jail, I'll be like, sweet, 10 minutes of this and I'm out. What happens to Kiefer?
He'll be calling Chloe.
Hey, Chloe.
Send me the
schematics for the present.
What?
Yeah, you got those. That'll take me about a second and a half.
Yeah, no problem.
Every single building in America has been put into this.
Those
schematics are very useful.
Oh, schematics.
All right, stop waffling on, Tony Martin. We need some hardcore news. That's what we need.
Oh, my father-in-law will be happy. His favourite kind of news is when they have a story about, you know, red wine is good for you.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Did you like those stories in a scrapbook?
He's attracted enough of them. Here's today's one. Australian scientists are studying a chemical found naturally in red wine to see if it can extend the lifespan of human cells and help people live longer. This follows the news that Darren Hinch is in fact 450 years old. Get this around the nation on Triple M. We're fabulous prizes. That's what we're offering today.
A chemical cocktail found oozing from drums dumped illegally on a dirt track.
Not bad. That's what you could win on Forkback Mountain today. Mm-hmm. Not very good. Have you got better prizes than that?
Once with Brian Burke.
Yeah.
Or dinner in a strip show with Rupert Murdoch.
Okay. What about lunch and stripping with Brian Burke?
Well, for choice.
More prizes, please, Rich.
Checks for a $53,000 breast enhancement and a $10,000 check for repairs to a car.
Yeah. All this could be yours. Hang in there, people.
Not bad.
Thanks to everyone who continues to email us and bombard us with Stephen Seagal information. He's a doctor in Sydney, according to Sean.
What? Is it possible, Stephen Seagal?
Yeah.
Is he solution to everything? A kick in the face?
That's the thing. You get kicked in the face. You've got bruising. You've got injuries, obviously.
I'll just see Dr. Stephen Seagal.
Mark for a death. No, not a good.
A good look
on the law.
But you want him to the side.
You've got a glimmer, man. It's not very good.
Dr. Stephen Seagal on deadly ground.
Put that under on the plaque.
Beautiful.
I wonder if Keenan Ivory Wayne is one of his nurses.
Mick says,
oh, not even YouTube, but it's Keenan Ivory Wayne.
You're talking about the glimmer man, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
The slimmer man. That's the version they should have done.
What about this? Mick's pointing out he loves reading the. He likes to go down to the video shop and just read the tagline from the cover of
Sarah. Yeah.
They're always stuff like, the father's rage knows no limits.
True.
Just when you bring home the DVD, I'm guessing.
For those that threatened him, framed him, imprisoned him, time is running out.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or maybe it's a juicy slime.
Your time is up!
No yellow belly black snake at a
bar. Really not.
Okay, please, let's drop the cigar here. It's the listeners who prompt us. Mobile phones. I know there's a lot of it out there.
I'm not taking part, don't
I? I'm one of the 4% of people without mobile phones.
You say you're so proud of yourself.
You just get so much time back.
Yeah, you've got so much spare time, don't you?
Look at you.
Mr. Spare Time. What time do you go to bed?
Oh, maybe two.
What time do you get up?
Maybe four.
I don't know.
There's a lot to do
in all that time.
Okay, what I've found out here, though, is because people are always wondering whether mobile phones are safe, but listen to this. Short-term mobile phone use does not cause brain cancer. And talking on a mobile while driving is no more dangerous than having a passenger in the car. Sure, that passenger has to be Ivan Milat. But technically, that's true. No, this is the latest finding of one of the world's largest studies into the possible health risks of mobile phone technology.
Mm-hmm.
The research was funded by the British government and...
Hey, what was the last bit?
The British government and the...
Yeah, no, what's the government bit?
The mobile phone industry. The mobile phone industry, all right? They wouldn't lie about mobile phone radio,
would. I've had enough of you.
I tried that idea of mine. It works really well. Get a crock pot, sellotape 20 mobile phones around it, then get 20 more mobile phones, put something in there, take your casserole. Now you're interested.
Yeah.
Get all 20 people to dial the mobile phones at the same time. It boils within 5 seconds.
Amazing. I had a crazy gong. Wasn't so crazy before he started using mobile phones.
Yeah, right.
That's right.
Ordinary gong.
Yeah, he's sending a little baby. Okay. Look, this is all fine.
Yeah.
But what about the big news?
What is the big news?
Well, it's the United Nations.
Oh, okay.
Iranian president, I'm in a jacket,
has
been up there sort of telling all and sundry what he thinks about all kinds of stuff.
Mm.
Really controversial kind of thoughts and ideas about the world.
Yeah,
and
right.
All, you know, a lot of world leaders speaking against what he can say.
Yeah,
right. I don't know if you know, but Richard has actually been spending some time at the UN. For some reason it was President George W. Bush, that bloke from France, and then R. Markland.
Okay.
I guess right answer. I can actually, because I've actually got some audio of his speech.
Let's hear it now.
I'm Richard, and I think Arania is so naughty. That dinner jacket fella is cute, but he says some crazy stuff. Brittany should have custody of the kids. I do.
Told you that it really was Richard Bradley.
No, you are.
I'm a dinner jacket. You know how I remember his name? It's easy to remember if you get the song in your head.
Which one?
I'm a dinner jacket and I'm okay. People know how to work. It's the easy way to remember that. So George Bush probably does it.
Is that song again? In the song. It's from the OPEC nation down in Australia.
Which one? Way over there, one here. Oh, look, we'll be back in a moment with more of this. I'm going to hear this. Helping out the Hoona Guru there, right, Tom? Here on Triple M, show us get there.
To this day, I remain baffled.
Me too.
Johnny.
In the new time slot, still brought to you by the Nissan Navara.
Oh, you got me here.
Hasn't that taken off? 4x4 Australia have given it the thumbs up.
Who thumbs up?
People are down there breaking into the Navara, desperate to find out what all the fuss is about.
Kill to the China.
The China, the pottery wheel.
Yeah.
The 2,000 seat athletic centre.
No,
I don't
right.
think that's true. I think you just added that in pencil to the brochure.
So much in there.
Mm.
Oh man, you can attack the weekend the same day or the same day.
That's right. Time travel. Now with a time
DeLorean.
That's right.
The DeLorean feature.
Just fantastic. The missing time tunnel. Back in time.
Right, yeah.
Sorted. Back to a time when there was no Navara.
Whoa, that'll freak him out.
Certainly will. Okay. Just while we're plugging things, don't forget to get this podcast.
Oh, 130 goes up today. That's got Tim Rogers on board. It's got Glenn Robbins on board. It's got What's Courtney Love Done Now?
Oh, dear.
Marcel Marceau's Silence.
Plonkers and Muppets. Plenty of Plonkers and Muppets
there.
All free via iTunes or the Triple M website.
Now, triplem.com.au.
It's all one free night.
Sorry, there's no sexual stuff in that, is there?
I can't. Well, Glenn Robbins can get a bit fruity. You know what he's like?
He's a fruit bag.
Yeah,
I can't guarantee that there's none.
Well, I hope there's not time because there's a move to ban sexual sounds on the airwaves. Look at this. China has led the way. Well, China has banned sexually provocative sounds on radio. And they've said that sexually suggestive images on television and sounds on radio have been banned.
Yeah.
They can no longer be used because it's making people feel hopped up. They get all crazy. They get all sexual in the street and Beijing. People are grabbing handfuls when you're on your bike. You know what I mean? Guang Zhao, you can't walk down the street without getting a goose. You know what I'm saying?
Who's goosing me, you're always saying.
Down
in Guang Zhao,
down at the floating market,
down with grab ups.
Anyway, so forget this. We're going to follow suit, Tone.
What do you mean?
People get very aroused when they're out and about listening to our show.
Sure, it's a pretty erotic listen.
And so from now on, we're going to ban all the sexual sounds. So from now on, you will no longer be hearing this.
This?
Definitely not this.
But you've got to give him full marks for an audacious.
I don't want to hear that anymore. If you want to hear great music, a lot of people have been calling in saying, what do you guys know about Root? Root, Australia's hottest unsigned band, our band of the year,
wow.
Here on the big program.
Root of the year. That's what they are. They're just following the
voice, I think.
That's right.
Root of the year is not our road topic. I'm so glad the kids are still at school.
True.
For people in Melbourne, Root are hitting the stage tonight at the Rob Roy Hotel.
Good call.
That's right. 8 p.m. Down in Fitzroy. Then, of course, the Fun Bar at the SB in St Kilda tomorrow at 8 p.m.
We're not interested in that, say our Brisbane listeners. What are you talking about?
Whoa. When Root comes to your town, we will be the first to let you know. They are getting around. Visit myspace.com/RootTheMusic and be amazed by what you'll hear. Listen to their new track, I Still Call Australia Home. That is a beauty.
Oh, fantastic.
That is fantastic. Fantastic. And we'll have
further. From the album?
From the album, Ruth the Posey Without a Question.
That's right.
Very soon. But look, we'll keep you apprised of any further Ruth updates.
Good time.
I think that's enough use of the word Ruth for this time slot. What about the listeners?
Oh, yeah, they want to play. What dangle? What can you give them? We're playing that ain't right. That's top dangle. Very good.
Around the nation on Triple M. Let's not waste any time today. Let's climb Talkback Mountain.
Oh, yeah, but not the top one, though. The worst,
is when a family, right, when they come together and they have a little routine about how they say hello to each other.
Oh,
like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I used to go out with a girl that had like a little kissing routine with her father that went for about 18 minutes.
Right.
That ain't right.
So we didn't have that. Our one was the family we get together and it'd be, are we actually related?
Yeah, I've got a subpoena, yeah?
What is my surname again? We don't look anything the same.
Okay.
You two think that's okay? So you two don't think that you think,
well, 18 minutes is probably excessive.
All right, probably like 25 seconds.
Okay.
I'll make you two do it if you want, just see if you come through.
There isn't time.
There simply isn't time. Film director's being put in prison.
That ain't right.
Actually true, is it? But John McTiernan, don't we feel a bit sorry for John McTiernan or anything? Because our listeners are divided. They're going, oh, Die Hard is great.
Yeah.
Let him out of prison. Oh, he did Medicine Man.
Jail the man.
Get him in.
Oh, he went in Predator.
Oh, yeah.
He did a rough Predator.
Great. Oh, but hang on. He also did the remake of Rollerball.
Yeah,
just for that alone.
But then again, he did Die Hard 3.
Die Hard was a Avenger. That was a good one.
Yeah.
I think you guys are remembering it. Isn't that the one with the dodgy visual effects dots blowing up?
Yeah, we don't worry about that. It was only Samuel L. Jackson and Dan Bristol was good.
Yeah. Spending this much time talking about action movies on the radio.
That ain't right!
Look, it's a wide brief.
It's anything, really.
Anything you like. But just so you know, listeners, I do like stuff that is anti, you know, human contact.
Oh, well, that's how you get on the radio.
Hatred of human contact.
I'm excessive or I'm never.
You'll get some kind of psychotherapist to hit.
Well, all of us, really.
So you don't like human contact.
Not really.
You don't like long-term relationships. You don't like kissing scenes in movies.
No, it sucks.
What did happen in your family?
Look, your old product will make a movie about it one day.
Call us now, tell us what. Right, 133353.
We're covered in the 1980s here and get them around the nation on Triple M. We're up Talkback Mountain, and today we're just looking for examples of things
that ain't right.
I dropped the ball there.
Apologies.
Very nice. So many calls, so many things that ain't right. Let's meet them here.
Good day, David.
Hey.
Hit us, bro.
Richard's obsession, it seems to be, with the veal gardens.
That ain't right!
Are you calling
from LA? No, I'm from Sydney.
Oh, so do you know what the veal gardens are?
I've heard of them, and I've heard other people referring to them.
You can come making the script, though, at some point.
Only if you'll be there, Rich.
Yeah.
That's the best whole state.
Right.
The one every night. The Bill Gardens.
I was also wondering something.
Yeah.
I tried calling it, a few weeks ago stories you missed while you were away.
Hey,
Richard, you went over in a certain airport bathroom in the US, were you?
That ain't right.
But I do have a wide sense.
It's ever since Richard did his very popular and oft-downloaded guide to the Adelaide Beach.
I'm going to be covering that area of the demographic. We don't want to turn anyone away here again.
You know, apparently the cue to get it going, David, is to meow. But can we leave you with that?
I have no idea.
No, you don't lie. Hello, Gina. How are you?
Hi, Ed. Hey. Thanks.
Oh, good.
It's not right that New South Wales is a public holiday after the grand final and Queensland and Victoria doesn't.
That ain't right.
Where are you calling from, Gina?
Brisbane City.
You're in Vegas. Now, who will you be going for, though, on the NRL Grand Final on Sunday?
Manly. Manly
Seagull. That ain't right, Gina. Jeez, that's not right. Okay, but you see, we on this show, we're doing a national show, so we don't get the public holiday unless it's the national public holiday.
No. Oh, is that the curse of the national show?
Unbelievable.
Can I tell Tony that Queensland kids are on holidays at the moment. They will be listening.
Oh, we're trying to keep it clean.
We're trying.
This hadn't occurred to us before. We have no children in our lives here. We don't know what they're into and what they can and can't hear.
Yeah, I noticed that Nikki Hamilton, our producer, is wearing earmuffs on her stomach.
Almost ready to go.
Oh, man. Good on you, Nikki.
Pregnant Ash has got something else today, right?
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
Hi.
Oh, okay. Hit us with it.
Sorry?
Okay, what's that? What's up? What ain't right?
I work at a boys' school.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And there's a few female teachers there, and we had a disco and some of the female teachers danced with the boys.
Oh. That ain't right!
Like up close and personal kind of dancing?
Not, but you know, enough that it's been appropriate.
Ooh! Right, so you're, hang on, so you're anti, are you, Sarah?
Yeah, I'm not for it.
Yeah, good, same.
Yeah, well, yeah, where do you fit into the school structure? Where are you?
I'm a teacher. I don't think I can give too many details.
Mrs. X. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, but it's one of those things, though, you know, when you're at school, a hot teacher kind of, you know.
Okay. I'm getting there. This is the last call that has thrown me down. The kids are on holiday. So many things we could say. Are you chewing? There's so many jokes that we could just do, but we just won't.
Hello, Brenda.
There you go.
We're
a bit nervous. We're a bit right, sir.
Blokes who wear pink shirts.
Oh. That ain't right!
What if they claim that the colour is salmon, not pink?
It's still pink, mate. Every salmon, watermelon, they all mean pink in the...
Yeah.
Watermelon? I think that's a really poor defence. Watermelon?
If you, what I tend to do is go up to them and say, look, that's a nice shirt, mate. Does it come in men's?
There we go.
I thought it out.
That'll work. I think I'll
right.
This collapse as well
with that news. Today, Craig, what have you got on the top?
Overalls,
mate. Nothing else. Seven Iron Maiden t-shirts underneath.
All right. All right. Good on you, Fraser. Have a good day. Love you talking. Finally, Josh, how are you?
Hi, Red.
We are from the other direction as well. Talk us through it.
I think that DVDs, two disc DVDs with crap special features.
Oh. That ain't right.
Any two disc DVD should automatically, the extra disc should have 3 hours of content minimum.
Wow, that's right. And can you give us any examples of the fenders in the series?
Yes, good film Million Dollar Baby, two disc edition, crap second disc.
Yes,
right. 20 minutes of stuff on that second disc, there's nothing on there.
Oh, don't you love it when the extra stuff just has a whole lot of clips from the film that you've just watched?
Yep.
Yeah.
Also like it when scene selection is part of the list as well.
Oh, exactly. That's not a special feature.
Now, have you got Kumar and what's his name go to White Castle, Josh?
No.
Okay. That struck us as a special feature. I'm still trying to find $1 baby should have had.
I'm still trying to find someone who's actually seen that film.
I just don't think Clint would probably have a DVD player.
No, it's real for him.
He's not going to be working out an interactive neck-breaking game to put on this to $1 baby. It's not going to happen.
Hey, Sonny, Sonny, are we running early?
That ain't right!
Burned completely.
Yeah.
You watch the news. Stick around for the news, people. It's going to be hilarious. There's going to be a lot of this.
Something's happened. Shuffling and things licking for about 30 seconds, I'm guessing. These sounds are available on the website individually if you'd like to build your own.
Get this. In the next hour, a radio professional from it.
Right. Yes, George Back and Crow thing.
Triple.
is, of course, broadcasting from the salubrious Triple M studios.
There's stuff everywhere, and the seat is really does need a clean up.
It really does. Of course, fine breakfast shows going out on this network every morning. You've got your cage in Melbourne. You've got your Shebang in Sydney. Yeah. And then you've got your up north cage in Brisbane. George McEncroe. Football, we're hopeless in that area.
Well, no one cares anymore in Queensland. Cowboys lost, and that's
Broncos are no good.
Broncos dead.
And they're not getting the public holiday, so.
No, who cares? I say.
And what are they doing instead?
They'll be just doing the usual sort of things, you know, swimming, talking, sitting out on your veranda.
Getting a tan.
Yeah.
Wearing thongs.
That's pretty much it.
Wear short shorts. Everyone wears short shorts.
Maybe a tattoo.
No.
In celebration of not having a Queensland team in the NRL.
Pop down to Ripley's, maybe.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, what's going on there? What about the new Premier?
Anna Bligh. Look, she's so far so dull, I'd say. Look, the only thing you can see, she's a bit of a school prefect.
Yeah.
And she does get a slight Kimmy, Kath and Kim sort of head twitch when she says something. Like, Kimmy, you know, she has a little bit of hair. That's all I've got on her. Okay. There's nothing else to be said.
She's all bob and teeth.
She's all bob and teeth. Not as big a teeth as the beady.
No, I haven't had the wood put in here. And descended from
outrageous mutineers.
Is that true?
Well, it's not the one that was mutineers.
He was having a bad X ray.
And maybe would she have something to do with the TV show of the same name? Channel 7?
Don't hang that on somebody, please.
Our political knowledge is vast.
Very unfair. Okay, what else is going on up north that we should be across on this show?
Well, we had a lovely chat the other day, and I just had to get this call. I love my listeners. They always make me feel better. I was confessing that I'd done possibly the laziest thing anyone had ever done. Lying in bed, hungover, Sunday morning, about 10 o'clock, thinking, and Sam was out playing with all the kids, it's great, man.
Yeah.
And I was going to get hungry, you know, I was going to come and take my order. I want to get up. It's cold. So I leaned down to my handbag, pulled out my mobile phone, and rang the home phone.
Right?
Oh. But worse than that, one of my kids picked up, and I suddenly feel the shame, so I put on a phony accent. I went Asian, Mino Rocky, that kind of stuff. But at home, when you're hungry and scrambled eggs and your things, I'll go anywhere. So Sam got on the phone, brought me my scrambled eggs.
Wait. So one of your kids picked up the phone and said, "Dad, there's a Chinese lady who did our living room that wants scrambled eggs."
They couldn't see, so he got on the phone and said, "Hello, don't ask me. I'm hungry, hungover. Can you bring me some food? I don't want to have to get up."
But you're saying the listeners on
came to the party with examples of laziness, and we got a call that was absolutely fantastic. And Richard
in the office at home one night, and they decided they want a cup of coffee, so he put a sticky note on the dog's head and sent it back out to my boundary.
Concept of a long-term relationship, and I did wonder what had brought that on.
someone probably answered him back when he said, how are you?
If that is not true, that is not a cold-hearted maniac in the house with a blow of gold and tapes of myself and just going out across the nation. That is not how I live. I live a full life of Batman, boiled salmon, you know. And
anything can bring a relationship unstuck for you, isn't it, right? Like somebody says, I'd like milk in my tea, please, or I had a headache today, or you're out of breath. Just tell us about your headache. What are you going to do? Why don't you know about it?
Yeah, look, I'm not insane, but like, I'm just going into that, you know.
I need
a couple of hair tussling, no thanks. Okay. If I've got a zipper and someone else played with it for me, that's a relationship deal, bro. I don't stand it. If I've got a button that someone feels should be undone when I've clearly chosen to do it up, leave it. Yeah. I don't want to show that much neck, you know what I'm saying?
What is the most piss weak reason that you've broken up with a woman?
A girl wants to lick my ear.
That's a deal breaker. Were you in trouble at the time?
No, I think we
dropped the controller to the Nintendo.
We were walking on a beach, and I said something about, I can't remember, I said something along, I don't know why, I made some comment about seals or something, I don't remember. And she clicked my ear and I went,
what did they say, can I eat seals? And she went, no, it's your ear.
She clicked my ear and I was like, that is, I mean, where did that end? How many before you know she's stealing your nose?
You did that. How many times have you been dropped because of something you said on the radio?
No, that's not something I can go into. It hasn't happened yet, but
come pretty close to what I
hear. It has come very close.
At least 1.5 evictions.
It has, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What sort of advice would you have given Ed if he was in one of your classes?
Read more books.
Read more books.
I've read heaps of books.
Ask more questions.
Read more books. Do the kids still get into the books, or are they waiting for iBooks to become a reality?
They're still being made, so I guess someone's reading
them. Isn't the fact that people get put off reading by being given boring books to read at school?
That's right.
Do you think that's a factor?
Yeah. I just don't think a 12-year-old boy is going to get into Pride and Prejudice the way they hope.
You don't do that to your 11.
I was a bonnet. Recently, I read that book, The Quiet American.
Yeah.
I told someone here about that, and he goes, oh, mate, we had to read that at school.
That's such a great book.
That's the Graham Greene thing.
Yeah, it's the Graham Greene joint. It's the Graham Greene joint.
Yeah, no, I've got a story about that for off air.
It's very hard to read if you've seen the film, because it's Michael Caine in the film. So,
yeah.
Do you find that when you read the book after the film, you can't stop hearing the person's voice every line, so chop, chop, cut, I'll move it on.
It's funny to say that, because the new book, which I'm just about to start reading, is the novel of Batman Forever. I don't know if I can get Clooney's voice out of my head.
I had the same thing when I read Jane Austen's original of Caddyshack. I just couldn't get Rodney Dangerfield.
Get thy party started.
One night, all night. Get thy party started.
Oh, somebody's stepping a dog.
I think it's the kids' Caddyshack to read.
What books are you giving your kids to read?
I was giving them Catherine the Rye, which is
fun. That's a good one. You hate it, kids. There is a fantastic novel for the younger reader, but I didn't know when I read it. I just thought it was an adult play. They're called King Dork.
I'm not really.
A kid who's forced to read Catherine the Rye.
He doesn't like it.
It's a fantastic novel in its own right.
I would have bullied that kid into it. But I did actually have a book once that we had to read about a missionary. And by the time I'd finished teaching it to the class, I'm so sorry, my past employers, I opened the window and flung it
on
the top of the window. I'd never believe any of that. Cultural imperialist. If I could have dropped punted it with great accuracy, I would have set it on fire without causing, you know, authorities to come rolling up. I would have burnt it. I got through it. I did it. I fulfilled my requirements as a teacher.
Yeah. The trouble with Catherine the Rye is your kids always get told it's full of filth.
Yeah.
And you live through, you're going, phony? Was the word phony something that came back in the 1950s?
Well, it's not that you don't, but then give the money and send it home.
Yeah.
That's a bit of a letdown.
Not a massive letdown.
Oh, more about it, more literature on Gear Less.
It would be to hear music around the nation from the soundtracks of Into the Wild. George McEncroe, up north, is sitting in for this hour. And earlier in the show, she played us a clip from the Brisbane Cage where basically a man had used a
one of them post-it notes. Head to send a message through the house.
We don't allow pigeons these days.
Let's talk a bit more about that kind of stuff as we enter the Get This Animal Kingdom. Very nice.
It's
going to
be long. And yeah, a bit singular, wasn't it?
Yeah,
there's only
one.
I think how many goats off that mountain.
Well, that's so true.
Some sort, isn't it?
No day. So what other animals have you got, Rich? Having a milkshake. Lovely. Okay, inappropriate use of an animal. Can you give us any other examples?
My husband loves whippets so much. He always had one whippet. Called Whips, not very imaginative, sure, but still. So he used to get the whippet. He had to have his pillowcase had to have a certain degree of filth on it in order for him to sleep.
Right,
so he would grab the whippet and sully up the clean sheets, just pushing that paw whippet from one end of the bed to the other until it was sufficiently stinky, and then he could sleep in it.
It's speechless.
They would find out that he got to put the whippet in their bed to keep to warm up their toes at night.
Oh, it's God.
A living creature.
Yeah, this is a man, though.
Oh,
George. This is a man who creates his own tent of warmth.
Yeah, yeah.
By putting the Cambrook sort of heater underneath the sheet, which to me is a fire hazard.
That's terrible.
Toasty.
Nature's providing you with all the little heaters you need just to get down to the hotel.
Come to me.
Why not?
Yes, that's inappropriate use of an animal.
Yeah, we might be different.
I'm starting to get the idea of the kind of calls we're going to get.
Yeah, all those goats aren't up on the mountain.
Well, speaking of wolves, we used to have a cat that would act as a door sausage. It would lie along the gap under the front door. And was just a perfect
No form. Aesthetic involved?
We didn't have a door sausage or a snake, which would work that well, and would just form.
That's perfect.
Voluntarily become a door sausage. I guess that's inappropriate use of a animal. Yeah. Somebody just spilled on a frog. I'm guessing.
Right. Ring bearers. When you see wedding photographs.
And it's like, you know, Darren and Gary got married at the golf club on Saturday. And, like, you know, Rover was the ring bearer.
Or didn't they go and leopard or something? You know, this
hang on, now you're getting somewhere. If all the guests for your wedding were leopards, were you at some place wedding?
I went to a really over-the-top wedding. Where was a bit like those, like, where they hired a leopard or something.
Do you hire a leopard?
I don't know. I'm not in the leopard hiring business. I'm just telling you the story.
Hiring
the rings around the leopard.
Yeah.
But then you'd be too scared to fetch the ring, sure.
Especially if you'd gone to the wedding. The wildebeest or a fawn.
You're in great trouble.
I just realised I went to Tom Glyce's wedding. I mean, and he had Charlie the Wonder Dog, the real Richard Wheeling, as one of the ring bearers, had been dragged by a rope after the whole. Very impressive looking.
He truly is a wonder dog.
Okay. Oh, that's your buddy, isn't it?
That's right. But also, I've had weddings very common now to release butterflies.
Yes.
What? Yeah, make sure you send a butterfly, right? But it's going to die after a day.
Yeah, it's going to take a butterfly to release the, I don't know, what exactly.
Same thing to start at the wedding.
I guess that's inappropriate use of a butterfly.
Thank you very much.
And here's a question. Here's a dovetail for us all.
A dovetail.
If you'd like. How big a sea dog do you need so you can start riding it? Like, you can't ride a seal, but if you've got two seals side by side, theoretically a small child or a diminutive adult could ride them. Yeah, but what about...
Put on each seal.
Yeah, put a foot on each seal. Do you need to get up to the sort of sea lion territory before you could safely ride it?
Well, if anyone's going to know the answer, it's going to be the Get This listeners. Call us with your inappropriate use of an animal. On 133353.
We just wanted to go away. Of course, Brisbane, rippling around the nation. George McEncroe is from Brisbane. He's with us. He's here today.
Mm.
Yeah, you're from Brisbane.
Mm.
And I learned most of what I know about Australia from sitting in a tiny flat in New Farm watching repeats of Beatbox when I first moved to this country.
We're talking inappropriate uses of an animal.
Hello, Dennis. How are you?
Hello, how are you?
How's it going, brother?
Yep, we've got a bulldog, and we use him to dispose of toenail and fingernail clippings.
Oh, okay. Something, does he have a choice about this, or?
He loves it.
He loves it.
Have why waste valuable garbage bag space when the dog will pounce on them the minute they hit the floor?
How do you discover that the dog likes these?
Well, being a bloke, I just happened to clip the nails whenever I feel like it and wherever, and it just happened that the dog was nearby and pounced on them. And
When you say clip, Dennis, do you mean like my flatmate does? He uses the end of a pen as opposed to clippers for his toenails.
Oh.
Yeah, that's inappropriate use of a pen. That's my
Okay, sorry. Lovely to talk to you, Dennis.
Yeah. Sometimes you have to hide things in a rissole to get the dog to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Not good. But if you've got a Labrador, really put some pills in the clippings. Just steel belted radio. Yep.
Oh, my God. Reuse of an animal.
Hey, how you doing?
Excellent. Talk us through it.
I've actually got two, and the first being that my partner and I used to use the dog to send notes to each other when we were in the house. The second one is I taught my brother, little Sassy, how to give a back massage.
That's a really good idea. How do you teach the dog to do that?
Well, you just sit down on her bed and ignore her for a little while, and then she just starts on the back, and she just moves around.
So you have to play hard to get to begin with, but I bet that dog never wants you to give one back.
It only takes about 10 seconds of ignoring her, and she's there.
But that's like Richard, actually, Kat. If you ignore Richard for 10 seconds, he'll start rubbing your back.
Yeah. What colour head has the Sappy got?
She's chocolate brown all over.
Oh, chocolate brown, not one of those white ones.
No.
Because I can't look at one of them without feeling the urge to get a felt pen and draw on some eyebrows. It's just a thing I'm doing.
Otherwise, they have that baby from a race ahead. Look,
yeah, okay, yeah. Very nice. Inappropriate use of an animal.
Hello, Juanita. How are you?
Good, thanks, guys.
Inappropriate use of an animal.
When my sister and my brother and I were kids, we grew up on a farm, and whenever our dad used to pen the sheep to shear them or drench them, we used to get in and just like to ride them. Until we rode the sheep about half a dozen times, they finally gave in.
Until they get a Grand Prix circuit for sheep riding.
Absolutely right. I did the parry back on the sheep. It was amazing.
It was always one that we managed to wear down and was very easy to catch. Shocking by the end of it.
Easy to catch. Great ride and tastes delicious later. All right. Thank you very much.
Oh, no time for anyone else.
No time for more inappropriate use of an animal.
I don't know what that is. I don't know what that was about.
Okay. Well, we'll have to...
You're wrong. You're stupid.
I don't know. You're from San Diego to Jack.
Rick.
Jack, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What is your inappropriate use of an animal, sir?
The goat in meat pie.
The goat in the other.
That is too much of
it. Yeah, I think you're probably right.
Listen, Jack. Those goats knew what they were getting themselves into. All right. They were young. They needed the cash. And I liked it.
Okay. Have you seen the trailer on the internet?
Yeah.
In a word, sir?
No.
I can't put a word to it.
It's
not a word.
All right. Speaking of things that are jaw-dropping, wait till you hear Richard Marsland's interview with Alexander Downer. Ali D. That'll be next on Triple M. George McIntyre from the Brisbane Cage is with us. Do you get a lot of politicians coming on the show, big names?
Well, we've been trying to get Kevin Rudd for a while. He seems to have backed up. I think we made him spin on a wheel or dance or something like that.
He's
licking his phone somewhere in private. We did get a few. John Howard has refused up until this point to play.
All right.
Well, you know, I know you get the big fish.
Well, we don't have much pull, but Richard Martin seems to have it in with a few.
Irresistible.
I can buttonhole a few. Who's the best of them? Who have you had lately?
Alexander Downer.
Oh, we had that interview. Cool thing.
Mr. Downer, thanks for your time. It's a pleasure, Sonny. It's Richard, actually. It's a pleasure.
I thought I might have a go at one of these skits with the audio of your interview taken out of context, if that's okay.
Well,
Tony does them normally, but he's running late today for a doctor's appointment. I don't think he has a health problem, frankly. That would be my judgment. I think he has a credibility problem. I did get the results from Paige's gastroscopy.
A great record.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of those interviews. I mean, sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. I suspect, if I may offer a little professional advice here, please never underestimate the intelligence of the Australian public.
Oh, thanks.
And thank you also for giving me a hand with this.
So many grabs of yours to use here, but also a lot we have to throw out.
They won't throw it out for what they said. Well, also, what Tony likes to do is use selective soundbites from politicians to finish his sentences.
Well, I have to say, they sound pretty good coming out of the speaker.
Very good. That's exactly it. I think I'm getting the hang of it. If only did I do something foolish, like play the wrong interview grab at the wrong time, I'm fully expecting it. They'll find someone silly enough to run it. Sorry, what happened there?
It doesn't matter.
But that was Jimmy Gillard just there. I've got going into that.
Well, you see that in politics from time to time.
Okay, it won't happen again then. Let's move on. Thanks, mate. With you. Well, this really isn't working.
Well, I wouldn't put it that way. No, I think what don't tell anyone about that stuff. There's no need to be babies about this.
Yes. So now on to Hardy's. There's been lots of talk about dirtiness. The idea that upcoming electioneering is going to be one big smear campaign.
Let me say this about public life. I think cabinet ministers should be subject to intense scrutiny. I think that is in the public interest. Even if some of the allegations made aren't right and so on, they have to correct the record. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Okay, so I could say that. For instance, you choreographed Britney Spears' performance at the MTV Video Music Awards.
It's certainly not relevant.
Or I could say that you're responsible for kicking off April again next month.
It won't come back in November. You could be sure of that. It's conceivable it could come back in October.
I could say that you're fond of breaking into your Julia Gillard impression. Well, we knew. Mr. Downer, if you can leave us with just one positive thing, we can't keep it
It's going to be nice to level the comes by Minister.
Well done. That was Mr. Downer. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Tony.
The classic sounds of Bowling for Soup here at Get This Around the Nation on Triple M. George McIntyre had set in for the whole hour. We're actually coming in early.
I'm so anxious about getting you on time. I have a little nasty message for you, Ed, from one of the people. Right. Well, not that nasty. Marie called regarding your putting it about. With abandon.
That's not that.
You're not putting it about. Although... Okay.
I do not hate him. I hate the Fonz. He was on the beach the other day in a leather jacket. And Richie goes to him, why are you going to get a leather jacket? And he's like, what's this? And a girl walks over and he's like, I like your leather jacket. That's not going to happen, Fonz. A 38-year-old man on the beach in shorts and a leather jacket.
It sounds like absurd.
Babes are not going to go up to you, man. The police will come up to you.
Yeah. Where did you spend most of this time?
In the toilet. So it's not a guy in his 12.
On the beach, doesn't he have his boots on? He's just
the worst. He's played in Arrested Development.
When was he cool?
Mark called to say, it wants you to be in a new film. Okay. Great moving opportunity. Called Shallow Ed.
Shallow Ed.
We'll be right back.
question.
That, no, no, let's cut that out. That's
okay.
That is not true.
Not putting it about. Although, okay. Stop calling you the Fonz now.
No, I do not hate
him.
Why
did the triple join
the I do not. I have to say, he doesn't like the Fonz. I hate the Fonz. He was on the beach the other day in a leather jacket. And Richie goes to him, why are you going to go to a leather jacket? And he's like, what's this? And a girl walks over and he's like, I like your leather jacket. That's not going to happen, Fonz. A 38-year-old man on the beach in shorts and a leather jacket.
It sounds like absurd.
Babes are not going to go up to you, man. The police will come up to you.
Yeah. Where do you spend most of this time?
In the toilet. So it's not the guy in his 12.
On the beach, doesn't he have his boots on and his little white socks as well, and his hair? He's just
a wood.
He's crazy in Arrested Development.
When was he cool?
Mark called to say, it wants you to be in a new film. Okay. Great movie opportunity. Called Shallow Ed.
Shallow Ed.
What we're going to say to John Howard is this: you're a cop!